One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping us. We're gonna do it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. We're gonna make that dream come true. And we'll do it.
Lady Luscious Green Mint Muscle Toner. $1 a tube? What are you, crazy?
Saying my face ain't worth a buck?
Not if you make it green there.
Lady Luscious Green.
Look, I just rinse my hair in beer, 14 cents a can, and that's all I need.
What's the matter with you? You want to walk around the rest of your life looking like yourself?
You want to walk around the rest of your life?
Look, Laverne, aren't you tired of being asked out by jerks like Icky Hector Kestenbaum?
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Wouldn't you like to be asked out by guys who do something besides play with their food? I mean, classy guys, you know, aren't exactly beating a path to our doorstep. And that's why I bought us this month's copy of Ingenue's Homme Parade.
Oh, look, they got Martha Truman on the cover.
Yeah, there's an article in here that tells you how to land a respectable man.
Where does it say that?
Well, it's right in there after debutantes of the Depression era. Oh.
Is anybody home? Have no fear, of course Hector is here. I'll be right down.
Hickey Hector. Ooh, he's gonna ask us out again. Why does he always do that?
I don't know. He thinks we're beautiful. You know, Terry Buttafuoco told me that he steals loose M&Ms from the supermarket and hides them in his socks. Well, we better get it over with. Come on. What are you doing?
I'm gonna wipe the stuff off my face.
For who?
Right. Maybe we'll scare him off.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is? Hi, cutie pie. You're looking good. Hey, Laverne, how's the old chassis?
You do that again and you're going to be known as Lefty there.
Anybody care for an M&M?
No.
All right, then. Let's get right down to it. Let's see. Last week I asked you out first, right, Laverne? How about it, Cheryl? You free for Saturday night?
I'm sorry, Hector. I can't go out with you. I, coughed on my dress.
I got a dentist appointment.
On Saturday night?
I got this strange condition. My wisdom teeth keep growing back in. Show them. Yeah? Point them out here.
Absolutely. She's going to be putting the
Wait a minute. You know, every Monday I ask you girls out for Saturday, and every Monday you tell me you're busy. You know I'm going to ask. So why don't you keep Saturday open?
Well, there's a good reason for that.
I'm beginning to get the picture here. You girls don't plan ahead. You're thoughtless. You're rude.
Yeah, that's right. We all
matter. I can be rude, too. Next Monday, I'm not asking you out. Till Tuesday.
He gives stupid a bad name. Yeah, we gotta do something about him. You know, last week I told him I couldn't go out with him because I lost all my shoes, and he believed it.
Yeah, you know, I told him I had to go to a funeral. He followed me. I wound up crying at some strange person's grave. You know, I've had it up to here. I don't want to make up any more excuses.
You're gonna go out with him?
No. I'm gonna tell him the truth. We don't want to go out with him because we hate his guts.
Why don't you just hit him in the face with a bag of marbles?
Okay.
No. You can't tell the truth if it's gonna hurt the feelings of another human being.
We're talking about Hector here.
Look, you gotta make up excuses. That's the way it's worked for centuries, passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I guess. Boy, men got it so easy. If they don't like a girl, they just don't call and ask her out.
Yeah, you know what else?
What?
You're wiping toothpaste all over your shirt.
Hey, what do I need Laverne and Shirley for? I got a wall full of girls. It's like a candy store. Oh, wow. Marjorie Flam. Hickey's a specialty. Depressed Cole Yetta. Boy, these are real fun girls. Not like those... Hey. I know how to fix their wagons. I need a fresh piece of wall. Looking for fun? Call KL59988. Ask for Laverne and Shirley.
It'll turn up. Why don't you wear your lavender sweater?
You think that'll go okay?
Look yeah. Great with that.
This one here?
Yeah, that'll come up.
Who is it?
It's me, a big ragu.
Oh, it's Carmine. You're getting rusted out.
Somebody say
it!
Yes, a minute, Lucille. Jeez, I live it for 1 minute. She goes crazy. Play with the radio!
Are you still dating that Mrs. Lockwash?
Sure, why not? She's divorced. Besides, she's going to take me to Europe. Look, you and Laverne want to go to the movies with Lucille and I tonight?
We can't. We got dates.
How'd you do that?
I didn't do that. Laverne's in the closet. Getting dressed. We're going out with a couple of real classy guys, Kevin and Scott from the accounting department.
Give it a rest, Lucille. And if you beat that horn one more time, I'm not going to Europe with you. Woman's crazy about me. Loves the way I sing. She does. Well, I gotta go. Nice seeing you, Laverne. See you later, Angel Face. You know I'd go from rags to riches.
Got your L on your back.
It's on my back?
Yeah, it's on your back. Oh, gee. Hello? Yes, Laverne and Shirley live here.
Is there another strange call? What did this one want?
Something totally out of the question.
You know, that's the third sick call we got today.
I think our wires must be getting crossed with Sylvia's escort service.
Yeah, can you help me button this up the back here?
Wait,
let me turn my sleeve around here first.
Hey! Turn around!
Oh, hi, Pop.
What are you guys up? It's the name of the free show.
I'm sorry, I forgot the window was open.
Naked in the window. Get out of here! Get dressed!
Hold on. I gotta fix my straps. My flags are flying here.
Fix them fast. They're gonna be here any minute.
I hope your date drives.
Yeah, well, listen. These are classy gentlemen. Don't do anything to embarrass me in the back seat.
Well, you wouldn't get embarrassed if you didn't stare through the rearview mirror the whole time.
I hear noises. I get curious.
Who is it?
It's I.
If mine drives, I'm going to stare at you the whole time. Hello.
Hello.
How are you girls?
Oh, just fine, thank you. And how are you, gentlemen?
Oh, just great. Just great.
Well, we were certainly surprised to hear from you.
Well, Kevin and I were shooting pool, and we had to go wash our hands, and we thought of you.
How sweet.
You ready for some fun, lover?
Fun is the word.
Well, now, where should we go? Did you want to...
Would you care for some milk? We have flavor straw. We like to keep that on you so it keeps the burglars out.
We'll protect you, Laverne. Don't worry.
Hey, here.
Thanks for helping us, Pop. We're okay now. Why don't you go home?
Yeah. I should have killed them two bums.
Thought they were going to be gentlemen. How could this have happened?
How? You don't know how? Naked in the window. That's how.
What a shock.
I didn't even know accountants got excited.
The only reason they went out with us is because they thought we were loosey-gooseys. Now, why would they think that we voteo dough on a first date?
On a first date in the first minute. Maybe they smelt that beer in my hair.
Hello? Oh, it's you, you masher, you!
Hi there, hot stuff. No, that was my mother. Yeah, that sounds like tons of fun. That too. And that. And that. And that. Yeah, that all sounds like a barrel of laughs there, but, before we, we gotta find out where you heard about us. Huh? Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much for that information, you nerd face. And by the way, creep head, all you said makes me sick, 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 except possibly that third thing there. Brace yourself. Our names and phone number are on the men's room wall.
A men's room wall?
At Vinny's Pool Hall.
Vinny's Pool Hall?
It says if you're looking for fun, call Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, that's awful. That's sick, sick.
I know. That's why Kevin and Scott thought we were loosey-gooseys there.
Oh, that's
there. Terrible.
I'll give them loosey-gooseys.
Who are you calling?
Lenny and Squiggy. I'll give them 50 cents. I'll go down there and take our names off that wall.
They got dates. I saw Lenny buying sense in.
Valentine's got a date with Lucille. At this moment, he's probably being attacked.
Who are you calling?
Ha-ha, your father.
What are you going to do? Crazy, I'll set the whole pool hall on fire.
What are we going to do? Our name's on a metro wall.
I don't know, but nobody makes a joke out of me. By the end of tonight, our names are going to be off that wall there.
You said it.
Right.
I have to go to the little boy's room. Yeah, me too. That beer ran right through me. Door she blows. Ring in there. Sounds free. You won.
Go ahead, it's empty.
No, we just came to wash up.
Can you guys check out the blonde at the candy machine?
No, hot number.
I took her out last night.
We gotcha. Say no more.
I took her out by the viaduct.
Way to go. Say no more.
You know what she did?
Say no more.
You better go out there. I saw her talking to a sailor there.
Yeah?
A swabby.
Thanks, you're right.
Let's just find our names and get out of here.
If you got boots, you got Bessie.
There was a young hermit named Dave who... Oh, look, they smeared the rest of that.
Here we are, in big bold letters right here.
Okay, here's the soap and the rag. Now get it off, I'll watch.
Look at this. Well, yeah, they spell Shirley with a U.
Who cares? Just wipe it off. I got the bird.
It's a good thing for you I'm wearing my dress-up jacket. Am I tired of getting pushed around in this place?
You do,
especially in front of our dates?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Me too. Well, I'll tell you something. That's the last time. Starting now, I'm throwing my weight around. Out of my way. Move over, Bob. I want to comb my hair.
Get lost.
Oh. It's a lucky thing for you I'm wearing my dress-up jacket.
Hey, don't we know you two guys from someplace?
I don't think so, now,
Peter. Yeah, I've seen your face on somebody else's body. No, I know who it is. Hey, it's Nick and Phil from the bowling alley. Hey.
What are you talking about? That's Barney and Jack from the brewery.
Barney's got no teeth and Jack is a Negro.
I'm not talking about Black Jack, I mean White Jack.
White Jack don't work at the brewery.
He's working at the brewery.
Stop! It's us!
I told you it was Nick and Phil.
Fellas.
It's Nick and Laverne.
Fellas, it's me, it's Shirley.
Shirley and Laverne.
Ooh, wow.
What are you doing here? You crazy? This is a place for men. It's like a club. No place sacred.
Shut up. We just came in here to get our names off the wall, that's all.
Yeah, don't you tell anybody that you saw us in here.
That's right.
I guess Hector really fixed your wagon, huh?
Hector did this?
Yeah, I can tell that pinhead squirrel a mile away.
Hickey Hector Kestenbaum?
No, General Hector Kestenbaum. Yeah, of course.
Look, will you two stand guard outside while we wipe the rest of this off the wall?
No.
Get out of here!
All right.
Where'd you get those stupid-looking clothes?
From the bottom of your closet. Get out. How are you doing?
Oh, I think that puts an end to heavy breathers. Come on, let's go.
Okay, what are we going to do about Hector, though?
What we should have done all along.
Hit him with a bag of marbles?
No. We're going to do what we should do. We're going to tell him the truth, that we don't want to go out with him.
What if he doesn't get it?
Then you'll beat his brains out.
Hiya, Tootsie. How's...
Get in there.
And to what do I owe the pleasure?
Sit.
Yeah, I'll just make myself...
Quiet!
Gibbs.
Look, Hector, we know what you did to us down at the pool hall, and Laverne here's got a good mind to wring your scrawny neck.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, you girls were pretty unfair to me. I mean, always being busy on Saturday.
Okay, Hector, listen up and listen up good. I never coughed on my dress.
No?
No. And Laverne's wisdom teeth don't grow back. You see, we just made up those things because we never wanted to go out with you. And we still don't want to go out with you ever.
How about Friday?
I mean, he just doesn't listen. You don't understand.
Well, wait a
he
minute. I knew you girls didn't love me or nothing. But I didn't know you hated my guts. Forget it. I'll just crawl off and die somewhere.
Sit. Hey, Hector. We don't hate you.
You won't go out with me.
There's a real good reason for that.
Yeah, real good reason.
Yeah?
Well, you see, Hector, we think of you as a friend. And you know what happens when you start dating a friend.
No.
Cheryl, what happens when you start dating a friend?
When you start dating a friend, you can't be friends any longer. And Laverne and I were talking it over, and we decided that we didn't want to do anything that might interfere with our friendship that we have with you. Right, Laverne?
Oh, well put there.
We're friends, huh? Gosh, I never had a girlfriend before. Well, I had a girlfriend, but not a girlfriend. I had a girl turtle once.
Oh, girlfriend, that's sweet.
Gee, this is fun. Oh, hey, I got a lot of wiping off to do. I put your names in a lot of men's rooms. Not to worry. I would never do anything to hurt my friends.
He said we were going to be totally honest with him, and we wound up lying to him again.
How can you be totally honest with a guy who's going to crawl away and die?
Yeah. So, where are his friends? You, me, and a turtle. Well, we did the best we could, huh?
Girls have always had to tell little white lies to guys.
Yeah, and we're getting pretty good at it, you know?